Hare Krishna. Our role in action is definite but not definitive. How the Bhagavad Gita's teaching that we are doers and yet we are not doers, how that can be understood is something which is often bewildering for people. Let's look at Bhagavad Gita 18.14, which deals with this concept. So it says that adhishtanam tatha karta karanam cha prithak vidha vividhasya prithak cheshta daivam chaivatra panchamam. So adhishtanam tatha karta, that adhishtanam, that there are five daivam, there are five factors which determine result. So adhishtanam, that is the arena of activity. Tha karta, karta is the doer, in this case it will be the soul. Karanam cha prithak vidha, karanam is the specific senses that are required for executing the action. Vividhascha prithak cheshta, there are various kinds of endeavor that are required, cheshta, for doing the activity. Vividhascha. Daivam chaivatra panchamam, daiva is destiny. Panchama, that is the fifth factor in doing action. So to understand how these five factors correlate, let's consider the example, say, of a cricket man. So now, if a batsman is batting, so first of all, adhishtana can be translated as the body, or adhishtana can be translated as the arena of action. So for action to take place, for a cricket match to take place, the area of action, the kshetra, has to be suitable. You know, if the pitch is wet, or if the pitch is spoiled to the extent where no match can be played, then there cannot be any match over there. Similarly, if the batsman is sick, vomiting, or the batsman has got stomach upset or whatever, and the batsman is not able to play, then also the field of action, in this case the body or the cricket field, that will not lead to any, the action of playing or batting cannot be performed. Adhishtanam tatha karta. Karta refers to the person, the doer, the soul in this case. You know, if a corpse of a cricketer is placed on a cricket field, the corpse cannot do anything. So the soul, the doer, has to be present. And after that, karanam. Karanam refers to the specific senses that are required for performing action. So for example, if a person is a batsman, then the hands which carry the bat, they are of paramount importance. Of course, all senses are required. The eyes are required for seeing the ball, the legs are required for running or moving the legs from the right position for hitting the shot, whatever. There are various senses which are required in each action, but certain senses are vitally important for certain sets of actions. So for example, if a person is a singer, then the vocal sense, that is very important. Now of course the hearing sense also is required, that when one is singing, one is able to assess how one is singing. But that is secondary. The primary is the sense of singing and the sense of sound, of speaking. Without the speaking capacity, hearing capacity alone will not help. So similarly, the batsman has to centrally have strong functional hands. Coupling that, there has to be eyes, there has to be footwork and all those things. Sharp vision. So those things are required. So karanam cha prithak vidha. The specific senses that are required for that action, they are important. Vividhasya prithak cheshta. Cheshta refers to endeavor. Vividha means different kinds of endeavors. So often, sports players who perform, you know, who are performers, who are match winners, who are top in their field, they often have to work hard, they have to labor. Without laboring, no result comes about. So vividhasya prithak cheshta. So they practice makes man perfect, as they say. So they have to practice properly. And often players have rigorous workouts where they actually slowly but surely improve their skills and they become more and more effective in whatever they are doing. So vividhasya prithak cheshta. And then daivam chaivatra panchamam. Jamam. Daiva is destiny, which is the final factor, is the will of God. So all these factors play an important role when we strive for getting the result. If all these five factors are not there, then the results come when all five factors work together harmoniously. And among all these five, the fifth, Daiva, is most important, because the Daiva is decisive. All the other factors are contributive. And in that sense, our role is in getting the result is contributive, it is not decisive. We have a definite role. We initiate the action, and we initiate the action through our desire, but that alone is not what determines the results. So the remaining four factors are contributive, and the divine will is decisive. And by recognizing this, that apart from our own desire, there are multiple other factors that are involved in the successful completion of action, we can avoid getting carried away when there is success, thinking that we are great now that we have got successful, or thinking that, or getting dejected, thinking that we are good for nothing when failure comes. By recognizing our role, by understanding properly our role, we can optimize and maximize our contribution, and thus do the best that we can for not only getting the result, but also for improving ourselves so that we can eventually get the best results in the long run. Thank you. Hare Krishna.